For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Jean Marlowe. I'm the Executive Director of the Women's Organization for National Prohibition Reform.
It seems that every other story in the newspapers is about the drug war. Let's talk about how it impacts our society.
Well, Dean, there are approximately 2 million children, a little over 2 million children, that have a parent or a guardian in prison. That's approximately 40,000 children per state. The majority of these children are on some form of state-funded social service, whether it be free lunch program, food stamps, foster care, Medicaid, and it's breaking the budget of the state's Medicaid program. It's costing money every way they turn. These laws are locking up the tax base for these citizens in drug charges, which should be treated as a health issue, not as a criminal issue.
Tell the folks more about your organization.
Well, WOMPR was originally founded in 1929 to help end the destruction from alcohol prohibition. And we resurrected it in 2003 following the Goose Creek incident, where cops went into Goose Creek High School and held children at gunpoint with no safeties on the guns at all. These children, this was part of a drug raid which produced no weapons, no narcotics, no marijuana, no nothing. You know, and these children were held at gunpoint and handcuffed, and they were innocent of anything. And that just pushed it beyond our tolerance level. When they started holding kids at gunpoint and started taking the drug war into the schools, it was time for us to say, well, no, you're not going to be holding our kids at gunpoint.
With all these stories I spoke of about the drug war, the home invasions, the street corner shootings, the arrests of innocent people, it seems people would want to get on board. Again, give us that website.
The website is www.wonpr.org. And the video is available. It's only a 10-minute video, but it's in high quality. You can watch it. It shows, you know, the officers holding these kids at gunpoint.
Well, I appreciate you joining us for this brief moment, and I urge folks out there to join forces, to work together to end this madness.
Then well, we need to bring some type of common sense to our current policies, because what they're doing now is only causing more problems.
Stand, 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 stand.
Or forever
kneel, 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 kneel.
The time is at hand to stand for the truth or kneel before the lies. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.